wife. I talked to your wife. Right. And I'm interested in seeing the apartment for rent.
Well, I'm not going to rent it to you.
No, pardon?
I'm not going to rent it to you.
Hello. Hey, we'd like to see the apartment you have for. Huh?
No.
Don't have an apartment?
No, I know.
Well, you rented it out already or what?
No, but it's spoken for.
It's spoken for?
Yeah.
This is for sure?
No, it's not for sure.
Well,
I'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, but I can't let you have it. Not in this neighborhood.
Oh, why is that? The people in this neighborhood or what?
Yeah. I guess you know why.
Well,
I'm sorry it's that way, but I don't want to have trouble with my neighbors.
Okay, well, thank you.
He's a salesman, and my husband showed him the apartment, and I just
couldn't take it. I see.
It's strange. It was just a coincidence, but it happened.
I guess I sort of assumed that since I'd called and made the appointment that they would probably hold it, at least until I got here.
Yes, well, it's just one of those things we're kind of anxious to get rid of them, just to rent it if they can, so.
I see. Well, thank you. Hi, mister.
Hello.
I called your wife earlier about the apartment next door.
Well, she was selling it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sorry, we don't feel that we can help you with other people.
Oh, well, why not?
Some of the other people. Myself, I think against you and in fact, I'm expecting to fight.
Well, have you talked to the other people?
Ooh, back into the cold. All right, then we'll call you on Saturday morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
About what time?
I'm there from 8 in the morning until noon.
Right.
So I'll be there all during the morning. And just give me a call there.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
I think you're calling.
Oh, all right.
Down here.
Oh, thank you. I beg your pardon?
That may be his station wagon across there.
Hi.
Hello.
We were interested in renting the apartment upstairs, and we were wondering if the rental agents had been around, if we knew anything about it.
He had telephoned before, and he's supposed to be here.
Oh, Mr. Jacobson.
Is that? Oh.
Well, sorry to disturb you.
Hello.
My brother called before about renting the apartment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll see if I can. There's a key here.
Yeah.
There's a key. Oh,
there
good.
You
thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to grab that key, John?
Yeah.
Could you tell me what this is?
Oh, this is... Okay.
I came by on Friday, regarding an apartment that you had yesterday. I saw it was taken on Friday. Is it possible that I might see it?
Well, I can show you one. If you
want to see it. We wanted to see it together, but we were told that you didn't open on Saturday until Sunday, so.
The one advertised for 14.9?
14.9, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello. Come right in.
I heard him yelling.
Hello there.
Yeah.
Mr. Allen. How you do?
She's coming home, so I don't know what we can do.
She isn't home yet?
No. The kids are getting out of school over there, and she's always home by this time. She's normally home by this time. She might not be home till 4, might not be home 4:30, I don't know.
I'd like to see it. I don't know. Well, somebody's inside there.
The little kid might be home. I just called again before I left the house.
Oh, her.
How are you?
Did you get you home?
Just now, yeah.
Yeah, you just came home now.
One way or another, I'm sure she should be home tonight. In fact, I'll even come over with the guy. And I'll give her the pitch and the background and everything. But when these people come to home, where they're at their neighbor's house, the place they've become and the kind of property that is, you know, you...
Well, the problem is they don't stop to ask their neighbors. Their neighbors might not even care. They don't know that for certain.
Well, yeah. I think you'll learn if you haven't looked around this town much. You haven't, obviously.
No, haven't.
Yeah, you.
No.
What
do you do
with
it?
I work for Farmers Mutual.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not
sorry,
if you don't have anything.
I'm sorry, honestly, God, we are very low. Listen.
Wow. Okay. Thanks a lot.